It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, and today I want to talk the conversation of what it means to be wealthy. Now, obviously, in our society of social media, instant gratification, and everything being right in front of your face at a moment's notice, it's very easy to get caught up in the idea that wealth is fancy cars, big houses, nice clothes, beautiful people, and, you know, vacation destinations that anyone would dream to go to, right? And I think we find ourselves kind of lost in this cycle of missing what real wealth actually is. And that's what I want to talk about today, the idea of what it means to really be wealthy. And the Bible tells us, it is easier to put a camel through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter heaven. And do I think that it means that the Bible's calling all people to just be poor and to not have anything, to not have wealth, to not be wealthy? Absolutely not. I do not think that. I think some people do kind of get caught up in that idea as well, of that, you know, I can't be wealthy because the Bible tells me that if I'm rich, that I can't get into heaven. And I think that's totally a wacky idea too, because, you know, many of the characters within the Bible, within the story, were very wealthy people. Similarly to our country at its founding, those who pledged to give all, just as the Bible calls us to do, it calls us to be willing to give up all. Many of our founders, or actually all of our founders really, were willing to do that exact same thing. And as a result, we were given the blessings of what we enjoy today. So I think what it really means to be wealthy, though, is, money aside, how about our health? How about having our family and good friends and people we can really count on? You know, a home to go home to every night, to where you're loved, a full belly each night, you don't want for any food. Those are all true characteristics of wealth, right? That I think so many people who have lots of money may be lacking for, right? They may be missing a true and genuine relationship with somebody. And they may, you know, they're clearly not lacking for any food, right? If you have lots of money, but they may be longing for connection with something more than materialism. And I think we can all get kind of lost in that cycle where, you know, we want this, then we want that, and then we want the next new thing. I know it's very easy to see with my children, right? That as soon as they get this new toy, they're ready to get that new toy. And I'm sure I was the exact same as a child. And sometimes I'm still the same as an adult, right? But I think when we can catch that pattern, you can realize, you know, hey, this isn't a way I should be living. And it's not that, you know, it's not great to have nice things. It's that where am I prioritizing what's wealth, what's really wealth in my life? And if it's only money, if money is the main priority, I think that's where we find ourselves making compromising decisions, maybe putting ourselves in places that we otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have thought about doing that if it wasn't for, you know, maybe getting paid for it, or if we weren't incentivized by getting paid to do something. And, you know, in a time of things are very expensive, it's hard not to prioritize money, of course, right? Because we all obviously need money to live. But I think in doing so, in making money our main priority, that is where we fall off the path that is narrow. We take our focus off of God. And we end up in those, as just described, you know, positions of worse off than we even were before we desired what it was we desired in the first place. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians to learn to be content in all situations. And man, what great advice is that? Because if we can find contentment, no matter what it is we're going through, you know, if we've got everything, or if we feel like we have nothing, to be content is to truly find peace, right? And you know, whatever it is we may have, if we're content with that, I think if we're being honest, whatever we've been blessed with is probably more than we truly deserve, right? So I think what it truly means to find wealth is to find contentment. In closing, we desire first and foremost God, followed by our family, our friends, our true and genuine relationships. And if we can be loving, obviously, to ourselves, right? But be even more loving to others. If we can love our neighbors as ourselves and teach others to do the same, I think that we're going to find America can return to the true wealthy and prosperous place that it was in its founding. And that's not only in a financial sense. You know, we get to enjoy all those blessings today, but it was very much so in a spiritual sense as well. And it's my prayer that we can once again return to that, and that all people can share and benefit and live and coexist as one under the glory of mighty God. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen. This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
We're walking past the signs each day. In little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to you.